which was maybe why I hadn't recognised Grace. "It's fine, Seamus. We all have our bad days." I clapped his shoulder, squeezing it gently.
"Well, you made one hell of an impression on her at least, and if there's anything I can do to make up for her actions, you let me know, okay?"
He raised his bushy eyebrows. I smirked, thinking there was nothing the retired jeweller could do, but I'd humour him. "I will." Connor and I took our seats next to the head of the board, who I was pretty sure was half asleep. Sean showed up just as we were getting ready to start, taking the seat on the other side of me. He smelled of sweat and grass, the collar of his rugby uniform visible under his suit.
"Miss anything good?" he whispered. "We're just getting started," Connor said, holding up the remote to start the first slide.
There was no way the board could say no to this endeavour. I'd spent the last week contacting commercial real estate brokers with quotes on possible land deals. Connor and I had laid the foundation, but I wasn't going to bother him on his honeymoon to help me out while I prepared the finishing touches. How many sleepless nights had gone by while Connor was gone? I hated to say it, but having him and Sean work with me was the best partnership I could have asked for. With Connor back and maybe Sean willing to step up, I could have time for other things, like finding a wife. Grace's face flashed through my mind, the way her lips curved in a pout as she tried to help wipe the offending liquid off my pants, but instead had me more than rising to the occasion. Maybe I was too much of an arse for what was probably an accident, and now I had no way to apologize. I couldn't just show up at her flat or wherever she was staying. That would be rightfully creepy. No, I just had to get her out of my mind and move on with the business.
"Are we going to talk about what happened with you and Grace?"
Sean whispered as we shook hands with the board members before they went down the line to Fallon and Connor.
"Not right now," I muttered, nodding my head in the direction of the beaming old men, hobbling on their canes. "They probably can't hear us, but okay, we'll talk later," he said with a grimace.
The men congratulated Connor and Fallon on their nuptials, but probably secretly hoped it had never happened so the clause could still stand. The shite Fallon's ex-boyfriend pulled at the ceremony almost made the whole thing fall apart.
"Connor, my boy. Fallon, good to see that nothing derailed the two of you in holy matrimony,"
Seamus said, wobbling toward us and shaking both Fallon and Connor's hands, then nodding at Sean and me.
"Thank you. Isn't there some saying that a rough start means smooth sailing?"
Connor said with a grin, glancing in my direction.
Seamus nodded solemnly.
"I do hope so. I was just about to apologise to Jack again for my granddaughter's behaviour. As I told him earlier, she and her mum have had a rough go of it. She's been here in Dublin for over a month and still hasn't found a job in publishing. She's a former editor at one of those big..."